Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, Steve Keen. K-E-E-N. Steve Keen is here. He's Vice President of Congressional Relations for one of my favorite organizations on the planet, the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. You know how much I admire and value and love community banks. And he's been with them now for several years, and he works on the Hill, and he's here to talk to us about what's going on in Washington with regard to community banks and therefore small businesses. Steve Keen, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So one of the things that my audience knows all about, not only did they experience it, they heard me talking and writing, they saw that my writing about this, was how much during the first round of Paycheck Protection, literally, which began literally 1 year ago, basically this week, we saw how community banks stepped up and combined with the efforts of the SBA, Washington Congress, the president did their job. They got a bipartisan bill through, and they created something that we'd never heard of before, the Paycheck Protection Program. It wasn't perfect. It got modified. It got improved. But the one thing that was constant through it all, it was something I predicted. And then I was able to wind up reporting on how accurate my prediction was, which is what an amazing job community banks did and how hard they worked rolling this out. And, Steve, I joked with my community bank friends that it was the first time I ever saw any of them break a sweat. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, it's hard to believe that it's been a year since we started all this.
This week?
A year ago was a very chaotic time, and we were happy to see that there was bipartisan recognition that at least there needed to be a significant program to help small businesses across the country, and that this pandemic was going to hit them hardest. And without a program, you could see, you know, thousands, millions of small businesses close across the country. And so to see Congress come together and rise to the need there, we think was very helpful. As far as community banks go, you know, we've been preaching this forever, but I think for a lot of consumers and borrowers, you know, they were, you know, newer to the community bank space. And we really felt that it showed that kind of the older school relationship banking model, where the banks are physically there in the counties and in the rural areas and in underserved communities, that really matters. And as larger institutions have moved to more, you know, app-based banking and using call centers and things like that.
And credit scoring, computer-driven credit scoring, don't forget that.
Sure, exactly. And so as there was this huge crunch and huge demand all at one time, it forced some of the larger institutions to focus on existing customers and some of, you know, their best customers and not necessarily those, you know, that might not have been a major customer right at the beginning. And community banks were able to serve those communities. And I think the reality there plays out in the data of how it showed up. You know, now that we're a year later, we can look back and see how some of this worked out. You know, community banks did the majority of PPP loans total.
That's right.
We did the majority of loans to minority-owned business. 72.6% of loans to minority-owned businesses were from community banks. 71.5% of loans to women-owned businesses. We did the majority of loans to veterans-owned businesses. And so community banks really stepped up and serve the communities that they're in.
I'll tell you something else. I was involved not only in my media work, but also personally with people I knew and helping them. And so many of them had, and I'd been fussing at them for years, some of them, about doing business with the big banks, not with the small bank. And they were calling me and saying, you know, hey, I can't, my big bank doesn't call me back. I've got my paperwork in there, and they're not calling me back. And I would find them a community bank to work with, and before the sunset, they had their paperwork in and their loan on the way. Within 3 days, they'd be signing the documents. Big banks were saying, you know, we can't take anybody we don't know. And the community bankers I called said, we call those people new customers. People we don't know, we call them new customers. Folks, there's a difference. There's a major difference. And I've been tracking this in our 24th year, the difference between how community banks treat small businesses and how big banks treat small businesses. And it's a big gulf between those two. Quick break, 22, I should say. Steve Keen and I will be right back. He's with ICBA.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.